Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the studios in person a couple of Oscar winners. It's filmmakers Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. They're here to talk about their brand new film, Project Hail Mary, which is going to be opening on Friday, March 20th. And I got to go to the press screener last night. Phil, on my left, I'll start with you. And you and Christopher have made so many amazing projects and films over the years. And you're not brothers like the Coens or the Farrellys or the Safdies, whatever. So I guess you
not
guys
yet.
You met at Dartmouth, and you're both cartoonists, and you kind of hit it off. Take me back.
Yeah. I made a friend, sorry to brag, freshman week, who said, oh, I know someone just as weird as you, and introduced me to Chris, and we hit it off. I tricked him into going to take an animation class that spring, and here we are.
And Christopher, you know, you guys obviously have come to some sort of situation, whereas you get along, you're not butting heads. What would be maybe the biggest, like, is there the one where you really dig your feet in the ground and the other one says, all right, if you feel that strongly about it, go ahead?
I mean, luckily we agree on, I'd say, 95% of stuff. And we've learned over the years how to, how to negotiate that 5%. The main thing is that we both really admire the other one and really want the other one to be as excited about something as the other one. And usually we end up talking about whatever the difference is and finding a third option that's even better than the one that whatever the other person thinks.
You know, remember what our biggest fight was?
Yeah.
Lifetime?
We were making a show called Clone High, which is about clones of historical figures that go to high school. And it was about the shape of Abraham Lincoln's nose. And we, like,
it
really
was like a week
almost
of drawing
came to blows
back and
over
forth.
It. This is early in our career. And now we've
so
figured
somebody,
out.
I wanted it to be squared off, and Chris wanted it to be round. And after like a week of like storming out of the office, we were in our 20s. We decided on a rounded square.
We split the difference, or STD, which is what the kids call it.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. All right, so Project Hail Mary. This is a big deal. Ryan Gosling, and maybe the most, I don't know how much I can give away, but maybe the most unique buddy picture, Phil, that I've ever seen.
Yes, they say you only make one movie as a director. You just make it 17 times. We've made a bunch of movies about unusual friends who do something very difficult. and this is no exception. I can give this away because it's in the trailers, but Ryan finds himself in outer space and doesn't know why he's there, and he's alone, and he has to solve a big scientific problem. He doesn't know the answer, and he looks out the window and he sees there's an alien craft and discovers that alien is also alone and is there to solve the same problem. And so our film answers the question, can adult men make friends? and the answer is yes, if the entire universe depends upon it.
Very good. So the plot is that the human, I won't get into the specifics, but the human race is facing a very perilous situation, and Ryan Gosling is our last hope. So what was it like working with him, and the fact that he was also a producer on the film as well?
That's right. What's great about Ryan is that he is relentlessly creative and super thoughtful. And he really connected with this character, Ryland Grace. This is based on a book by Andy Weir, who also wrote The Martian. And so he came in every day with a bunch of ideas and a bunch of thoughts from the beginning when we were working on the outline with our writer Drew Goddard, through the script, through the production. At every phase of it, he is a font of ideas, and that is our favorite type of person to work with, because we love stealing and grabbing every idea from every smart source that we can. That's why we work with really, really talented other heads of departments and things. And the great thing about Ryan is that this was a really challenging part, because it was had to be funny, it had to be emotional, had to make you laugh, had to make you cry, be excited, be scared, feel all of these things, sometimes even in the same scene. And there's very few actors who can do that range in a way that feels honest and real the way that he can. I think
normally you'd have to hire like five or six.
That's right. That's right.
We
you
saved a lot
stuff.
Of money.
You do the funny
just
stuff.
Just hiring
you
one.
The,
yeah.
You do the emotional stuff. But,
no, he does things in so much. He like in every movie he's doing something different. In this movie he gets to do all that stuff.
And to remain likable as well.
100%.
To pull that
the
off.
Most, yeah. The word charming just mm-hmm. sticks to that guy. Right. And it sticks to this movie.
Right. He's in basically every scene of this movie, and he carries it right on his back.
And in the beginning, you said, you know, he wakes up in space, and I'm like, oh, he's disoriented, and the quick cuts and the camera moving fast, and I thought, oh, they're trying to portray that he's disoriented, and I realized, oh, no, that's your guy's style. I mean, that's how you guys make movies, right, Phil?
It's true, but I would say that we leaned into this idea of, like, you can skip over moments and the audience will just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the beginning of the picture, you know, it starts in the first person, you're seeing weird lights. I don't know what, I can only hear on the mixing stage. We said, let's only hear what Ryan can hear. And what Ryan is focused on. So, at a certain point, you know, when he realizes he's the only guy up there, like the soundtrack changes and suddenly I can hear all the noise in the room the way it does when like mm-hmm. you get a big piece of news and you leave your body and you kind of can, you know, and you notice things that you wouldn't otherwise notice. We wanted the movie to be as subjective as possible. But it is a thing that we've learned on the Spider-Verse movies is like, if you're following the story, I can change the background of every single shot and you won't notice.
Mm.
And so like we don't need to like watch you take seven steps to the ladder. You can just be on the ladder now
mm-hmm.
and we'll follow it.
And Christopher, this movie, it's around 2.5 mm-hmm. hours. There are no loose ends. Like I thought, oh, they're wrapping it up. This is the end. And we'll just have to, you know, a lot of movies say, well, I wonder what happened after. You're like, oh, no, we're going to show you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, we wanted to, the book has a very sort of like, there's a lot of twist endings that happen in the last third of the book. And when we read it as a manuscript, we were really excited, you know, by the whole book, from its spectacle to the emotion, but also these things that you didn't see coming, and it ends in a very sort of unusual but satisfying way, and we wanted to stay true to that mm-hmm. while we were making the movie.
And the woman who heads the project, Zandra Müller, I mean, what a big year she had. It was
just
Anatomy of a
Bear,
Fall,
right.
And area
Sandra
of
Willard,
yeah. What I liked about this is that, you know, you think Ryan Gosling, like, well, there's going to be a love interest, there's going to be a romantic twist, and I like that there kind of wasn't. I mean, I don't know, it felt more real to me that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's they're work colleagues, and there's a suggestion that, you know, they could be really close friends,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately she has a job to do, and there's this amazing scene. I mean, Sandra is a total movie star. And she gives this performance that in other hands might have been a kind of like standard, you know, tough customer kind of part.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she's so, she spends the whole movie encouraging Ryan and trying to get people together. And what mm-hmm. I've noticed of like producers we've worked with, you know, they're just trying to produce the conversations that will create the movie.
Mm.
And so that's kind of what she's doing. She brings all these incredible scientists, including Ryan, and tries to get them to figure it out. And the thing about that job is that she really understood is you have to suspend a part of yourself that all you want to do is connect with these people and express to them how much you care. And you have to suspend that because you're about to send them to their death. And so this incredible scene that wound up developing while we were shooting the movie where she gets an opportunity. They're all singing karaoke in a mm-hmm. bar.
Was that really her singing, by the way?
That's really her singing.
Very
and
good.
The origin myth of that sequence is that we have this scene. We wanted to see like how people socialized on this aircraft carrier where they're doing all the science experiments. And we it came from a scout that we did where we saw the bar that they all hang out in on this one boat. And we were like, that's amazing. We should write a little scene about that. And then Ryan came up to us and said, you know, Sandra is singing in the hallways. between takes, and she sounds beautiful. And we all knew that during prep, she was playing PJ Harvey live on stage and singing every night. So, so we asked her, which is the most uncool thing you can do. Hey, could you prepare a song to sing tomorrow? Because we thought, you know, Ryan was like, it's silly that we're not putting her, you know, on a microphone. And so we said, you know, she said, I'll do it, but I get to pick the song. And so began the marathon 36-hour session of trying to clear a very famous Harry Styles song so that she could sing it. And when she did, I'm telling you, man, everybody just shuts up.
I know you guys got to run, so last question for you, Christopher. This movie's not even out yet, but sequel? Are you talking about? Can we even discuss it?
It's like this is a sports program. It's like calling your own home run,
right? You know, we've been talking to Andy. He's noodling some ideas for a sequel book, and so we'll just wait and see what comes out of his crazy noggin.
Well, as I mentioned, on March 20th, Project Hail Mary will be out with Ryan Gosling and Zandra Mueller and a great cast, and this is going to be a big hit. We've been with the Oscar winners here, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.